And we have a special guest. And again, gubernatorial candidates are going to be addressing retailers prior to awards that are being made.
Yep.
Again, when Timothy.
Good morning, Brad.
Hey,
Tim Phelan. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And I got my buddy here with me. You know Paul, I'm sure. Paul Pacelli.
Tim, how you doing?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Good. Good. Good.
Good. Well, so thanks for having me, Brad.
So we have three retail businesses that are going to be honored. Of course, Tim, president of the Connecticut Retail Merchants Association. What's up with these businesses that are going to be honored?
Right. So each year, our association has an annual awards luncheon, and we honor retailers for their service in the retail industry. And we have three different award winners this year. So the previous years, we've given awards to retailers such as Ethan Allen, based in Connecticut, Brooks Brothers. We've given it to Mickey Finn's. We've given it to a small retailer in Milford Photos. So from year to year, in 1 year we gave it to Munson's Chocolate. So we do a selection process. We have retailers nominate other retailers for these awards. We review the nominations. We go out and do store visits, and then we select award winners. So this year we're going to give out three awards. We're giving our National Retailer of the Year Award to CVS. We're giving a Family Retailer of the Year Award to Cloder Farms in Ellington. And we're giving our Retailer of the Year Award to Tile America in New Haven. And so we do that around a luncheon that takes place at the Bushnell Theater in Hartford. This year will be held October 17th, next Wednesday, from 11:30 to about 2 o'clock, and where we provide... we'll give the presentations, and folks have some lunch, and then they go back to work.
Now, are you going to have some gubernatorial candidates stop by?
We are. In our morning session, which begins at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11:30, we have scheduled all three of the gubernatorial candidates that are leading in the polls, which would be, of course, Mr. Stefanowski, Mr. Lamont, and Mr. Griebel will all be there. They're going to come at a separate time, so they won't all be together. One will be there at 10, to about 10:30, and then following all the way to about 11:30 when we finish. So we're very excited about that. I think we're the only association in the state that can get all three of them at their luncheon at the same time. So we're hoping that we'll get some insight into what their thoughts are for not only the rest of the campaign, but what they vision Connecticut to look like under their leadership as governor. So one of those three is going to be the next governor of the state, and we're really excited that they're going to be able to talk to our members.
Tim, on a wider scope here, what are the retailers now saying to you as head of the Retail Merchants Association regarding the economy and how things are looking for them as, God, we get close to the holiday season once again?
Right, yeah, the holiday season is right around the corner. It's hard to believe. I think they're doing much better than they were a year or so or 2 years ago. I think it depends on the category of retailer that you're talking to. Some of them are doing a little bit better than others. I think the presence of the online online sales is still a factor, and retailers are still trying to compete against that. But overall, I think with the improvement of the economy nationally and the improvement of the economy in the state, they're doing a little bit better. And I think they're all geared up for a strong holiday season. So, we know they'll be ready for that, and we're hoping that consumer confidence remains on the rise, and folks will have will get out and do their shopping locally here in Connecticut.
Tim, I would think that under the situation that we all are in here in Connecticut, that these merchants, these retailers, would need some relief. You go everywhere, people talk taxes, they're going to increase here, they're going to increase there. So what is this going to do in the future to these merchants?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point, Brad. I mean, particularly the sales tax increase, we would really not like to see an increase in the sales tax. That would put us at, you know, a much more competitive disadvantage from our neighbors in the north and a little bit in the and even in New York. So we would like to see the sales tax remain the same, if not even lowered, if it's possible, to make us more competitive. Because, you know, consumers, even though the economy is doing, you know, better and people are, you know, stock market, although this week the stock market was up and down a little bit, but overall the market's been doing great and folks are feeling better. They are still, you know, price-driven in their purchasing. And so, you know, if there's a way that they're going to, you know, try to find the best value in the price and increase the sales tax, that's going to discourage and depress some consumers. So we certainly would want to stay away from that. The other thing that retailers do that may not often get recognized is they are businesses too. So they pay, you know, the same, you know, corporate taxes. They pay local property taxes. You know, they have to pay unemployment taxes. They pay into the, to that system as well. So the variety of taxes that hit a general business that you usually think of also hit the retail business. So we have, you know, a couple of things that we have to be mindful of. You know, not just the sales tax, but those other business taxes as well.
Tim, what are your thoughts? What are you hearing from retailers regarding the ongoing, just the behemoth here? And I mean, it's all over the world, all over the country, but, you know, Amazon seems to be the big elephant in the room here as they continue to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, now there's talk, and again, you know, I know Amazon does have fulfillment centers in the state, but I know there's talk now, some rumblings in Congress about, well, you know, do we look into regulating them? Are they getting too big? And I know there are some retail merchants that survive quite nicely and others that have problems. What are you hearing from your members about how they're battling all this online commerce?
Well, there's no doubt that the explosion of online commerce has really affected the way a Main Street traditional retailer operates. And so what I'm hearing from them is that has been a big challenge. But what we don't hear from them, and because they're hard at work about it, is they're dealing with that challenge. They're taking on that challenge. They themselves, slowly by slowly, are building their own online presence to compete, because now their customer is not just in the four corners of Connecticut, but they're anywhere. They could be in any state at any time. And so they have to compete against that online presence. And is it a challenge for them? You know, absolutely. Now, we did get a good victory this earlier this spring with the Supreme Court decision that is essentially going to force all online retailers, purely online retailers, to now collect and remit sales tax for transactions that take place in Connecticut. So that'll help a lot. That'll over time, that will even the level of the playing field, so that if I buy a pair of shoes from an online retailer, I have to pay Connecticut sales tax just as if I went into a store and bought that sales tax. And we've been arguing for that for, you know, 20 years, and finally the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, listened to our case. So that will help. But in the short term, the retailers that I talk to are concerned about the online presence of big online stores, but they're also competitive, and so they're competing with them. They're trying. They're building their own websites and their own e-commerce to compete. They're a resilient bunch, the retail industry. There's much that they can take and fights that they can, you know, win. And now, again, with this Supreme Court decision in our favor, that's gonna help them in the long term. But certainly in the short term, they need things like, you know, a lower sales tax rate. They need things like a friendly business environment. They need things like, you know, having you know, government make help businesses succeed. They need things like, you know, businesses like CVS decision to keep Aetna in Connecticut. You know, those are really important things for Main Street retailers, because there are jobs that are created and kept, and that means if there's jobs, that means there's consumers that will go in and shop for stores, shop in our stores.
Tim Phelan, President, Connecticut Retailers Merchants Association, and certainly a tremendous organization. But still, Tim, we have got a long road ahead of us. We have got to be able to lower taxes. We have got to be able to make it easier. And Connecticut has had this problem now for a long, long time. And I am one that feels that this next election is going to be probably one of the most important that we've had in a long time.
Well, I certainly can't argue with you there, Brad. It is a critically important election. We're going to have a new governor. We still have budgetary issues and challenges that we face, and it's really important that the legislature and the new governor are working together to come up with solutions and that will help the business community, because we need now more than ever to stabilize our economy, in a sense that we don't take any more shots or blows to the business community. They need to know that there's some predictability and that there is some change in attitude in terms of how government is going to deal with business. I think that's really critical, and I know my friend at CBIA, Joe Brennan, talks about that a lot, which is, you know, we need this environment change, this attitudinal change about how the legislature and how the governor's office deals with business. And this election is critical, because don't forget, now you have a state senate that's tied 18-18. You have the House is controlled by Democrats, so it's not just the governor's race. It is the state legislative races that are just as important. So we're all going to be watching, as I know you all, election night, to see how things go.
Well, I think we're going to have the biggest turnout that we've had in a long, long time. I hear from a good many people, and we have got to really got to make some changes. And you folks have done a fabulous job over the years, competitive, great, great products. And Tim, you have provided some very, very good leadership, and we're delighted to talk with you on the radio as often as we can. So
well,
thank you
again. It's always an honor to be on your show, Brad.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll see you again soon. Right now, it's coming up to